dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
Let's read this first verse of Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. And through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, or the things we can see, all matter. The day that God released His glory, God said, light be, light was. Now, what light was that? It wasn't sunshine. The sun hadn't been created yet. It was another 3 or 4 days down the line. So what was that? It was the light. Don't confuse light with just visible illumination, like the lights we have in here. Now, it includes that. But the light we're talking about, let there be light, or light be, exactly what he said. Light was. That's talking about light energy. Oh. 24 hours later, over 16 billion miles of universe. Y'all don't preach me happy. I ain't been here 10 minutes yet. Praise God. Oh, that's our God. That's our Father. That's the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Now, that release was the manifestation of matter. But it was not created from nothing. That's not what he said. We understand through faith the worlds were framed by the word of God. So, look at it carefully. That things, matter, physical matter, for the first time was brought into existence by the glory of God, were not made of things you can see, things that appear. Well, he's talking about faith. I mean, this is the faith chapter. This includes the Hall of Fame of faith. So, it was created out of a force that cannot be seen with the natural physical eye, but that force called faith became the substance and was revealed as material matter. Praise God. Now, go down to the sixth verse. This is a very familiar verse, but let's look at it like this is the first time we ever saw this. Now, you know, by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now that puts a proper perspective on faith's premium. It is impossible to please God without it. That puts, hey, you know, people, I've had people say this to me. You're one of those faith preachers. Oh, yeah, I am. And it's impossible to please God without me. I didn't say that. I thought of that later. I wished I'd have thought of it at the time. Hallelujah. Amen. But think about that. I mean, God. It's impossible to please Him without it. We're going to see in a moment why. But it's impossible to please Him without it. And yet He's given it to every one of us. How rich is that? Well, actually, it's impossible to please anybody without faith. You can't please somebody without faith. Gloria, I love you, darling. I just don't believe nothing you say. Now, that ain't going to go, that just cancels out, I love you, darling. I mean, that just knocked it in the head, right? Amen. So faith is an ingredient that causes fellowship and intimacy between people because faith works by love. No love, no faith. Amen. Now, let's go over to the book of Romans, chapter 4. Now, remember what we found out there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now, Romans chapter 4, and let's begin with the 16th verse. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace to the end. This is its purpose. You notice it wasn't the other way around. It is of faith so that it might be by grace. It's not by grace so that it might be by faith. It is of faith so that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. All of us. Now, I'm going to hold my place right there, and I'm going to quickly read Galatians chapter 3. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone on the that hangeth on a tree. Here it is again. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. How? Through faith. Amen. What the reason it's impossible to please God without faith, because without faith He can't get the promise that He promised Abraham to you. Now you look in that, you look in that 29th verse. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. All right. Now go back over there, where we were in Romans chapter 4. Let's look at that again. It is of faith so that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the seed of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And Jesus was made a curse for us. Why? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Whoa, that's what I'm one of them. I like to read it like this. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us. Glory to God. Now, I just spent Monday and Tuesday of this week making, we did 10 broadcasts together on the Believer's Voice of Victory with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Oh. Now, those of you that know Rabbi Kahn, you know what I'm talking about. He is, I mean, when he came into the studio, we did the Harbinger 1 week and the mystery of the Shemitah Unlocked the second week. And he came in, here was just, it was just almost every word he intended to say that whole first week, Monday, Tuesday. We said, good morning. And that was that outline just went out the door. God, I mean, the Holy Ghost come to the studio that day. It was absolutely marvelous. I can't wait. I want to see it myself. It is so good. But the thing that blessed me so. But here sits a Jew full of Jesus. And a born again Indian, Irishman, Scotchman. Amen. And now I'm a Jew. He's a Jew because he had to be. I'm a Jew because I want to be. Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. And we had us a time. My. Glory to God. Now, look at this in the 17th verse. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, makes alive the dead, and calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG